can call in if you want to comment on anything that you hear during the show. If you have any questions or specific areas you want to see in the area we're talking about, or if you have ideas for other shows, you can call in 790-0600. Guests today are Vic Phillips and, of course, Stephen Pickford.
Yes, I'm here once again. It's our slot here on Travel World, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the studio today Vic Phillips, a man who many of you will remember from his five decades in the Canadian media. I don't know anyone who's...
It's pretty good for a guy who's only 32.
Yeah, just each year counts twice.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here, Stephen.
Well, you're here to share some of your favorite travel destinations that you've gone to over the past year or so, starting off with Charleston, South Carolina. I know you went there just this past February, a great midwinter break.
I'm a Civil War buff, and I've always been in love with the Deep South, the American Deep South. And that's one city I strongly recommend if you are a Civil War type of fanatic.
You're okay. Keep going.
Am I all right? One of the things I'd strongly recommend is if anyone's heading down south, to read a book that's been on the New York Times bestsellers list now for 160-some weeks called Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. And it's written by the New York Times book critic John Berendt. And even though that is all about Savannah, Georgia, which is located about 90 miles south of Charleston, Charleston's the city we're talking about today, which is quite similar to Savannah,
Georgia. There are quite a few similarities.
And that's where the Civil War began, in the spring of 1861, when Fort Sumter was attacked by Confederate troops. And, of course, it has a lot of antebellum homes. Antebellum, for those who don't know, that means pre-Civil War homes. Beautiful facades. If you're into walking tours, there's a lot of history there.
It's a very historical city. History just jumps out at you from no matter which corner you turn.
It's easy for mature travelers to visit. A lot of streets and not that much traffic. It's a small city of about 150,000 people. But what a great town. I'd recommend that for anyone. And if you love seafood, that's a great spot too, because it's on the coast and oysters, lobster, it's all there.
A lot of local specialties. Charleston is very easily accessible. We talk about ground accessibility once you get there, but it's an accessible city to get to from Montreal. I guess the easiest way to get down to Charleston is with Delta Airlines these days. They fly via Atlanta, go a couple of times a day, good connections. Scheduling-wise, you can head down, for example, on a Friday afternoon around 3 o'clock. You'd be there around 8. And coming back on a Monday, if you wanted to make it into an extended long weekend, you can head back around 5 p.m. on a Monday, get back in around 9 p.m. And for those passengers, those travelers, many of them are in business, who are tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night. For example, if your schedule doesn't allow you to stay over a Saturday night or reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get that reasonable airfare, and you don't want to really pay $1,000 to get away to a city such as Charleston, there is an answer to every business traveler's dream, and that's Zagry Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. You can reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring that Saturday, and you can count the savings up. For example, recent savings amounted to like $395 plus tax to Los Angeles instead of over $2,000 plus tax if you hadn't stayed that Saturday night. And you travel with one of America's top five flag carriers and get advanced seat selection and in-flight service and all those good things, frequent flyer mileage. So if you'd like to find out how to save up to 75% on your business travel to the United States, give the corporate travel specialist at Zagry Travel a call at 626-3132. We're talking about Charleston today with our guest, Vic Phillips.
And one of the things I noticed when we were there, a lot of famous people walking around, and one day leaving the restaurant, bumped into General William Westmoreland.
These are people living or dead?
Yeah, living.
Well, we'll talk about the ghost tour later.
He did take a ghost tour, Janice, yeah. And he's the former commander of Allied forces during the Vietnam War, and he walks and jogs the area, and I spotted a couple of movie actors in the area. I thought I saw Clint Eastwood. And
then you did.
I did.
You did. If you thought you saw him, if it made your vacation happy, you did.
But it was after three vodka martinis, Janice.
You know what? It might not have been him. It might have been a dead general. I don't.
Another area that's interesting to visit is an area that's been in the news in the United States quite a bit, an American college called the Citadel, which is a military college where some women were allowed into in recent times, in the last couple of years, and then they claimed they were sexually or physically or both harassed, and cadets were charged. And I understand a couple of women are still going to that college, but it's a huge military institute that dominates Charleston. You'll see cadets wandering all over the town and military vehicles all over the place. But that really doesn't have a bearing on the atmosphere.
Well, some people want to see places that they've seen in the news. There is a museum at the Citadel. Friday afternoons, you can watch the parade ceremonies on the ground. So there is that element to it. Getting around the downtown core, it's easy. They have the Dash shuttle buses, four different routes.
Yep. And it's a great area for golfing. And Montrealers with the long winter here, and I'm from Toronto, and the long winter's in Toronto. I mean, it's just great to go to Charleston where they have 12 months of golf weather. Numerous courses, something like 100 within a 20-mile radius of Charleston. So for golfers, or if you're a tennis buff or a sporting nut, I'd certainly recommend Charleston.
Does it get incredibly hot? You were there in February. What was the temperature like?
Like it is here today in Montreal, exactly.
You had a very early spring-like weather.
But it's perfect for golfing. If it's above freezing, you'll see golfers on
the
golf
course. And not raining.
And not raining, yeah.
Because it must be... Is it unbearably hot in the summertime?
Humidity, it can get very warm. There is a high humidity factor. The temperature itself is not going to be any more than it is here, high 80s, low 90s Fahrenheit, but it's the humidity factor. It is low-lying country. They call it the low country, and that breeds the humidity.
But spring comes early there, early March, where they have the azaleas and dogwoods and jasmine all blossoming. So if you want to get away for a spring getaway, like early March...
That's a good break. Getting around downtown as well, great way to introduce yourself to the city is the carriage tour, the Charleston Carriage Company, leaving around every 20 minutes from downtown near the market. You know, other cities you can take a bus around, but I don't think really taking a bus around downtown Charleston is the way to get the feel. You're really taking that horse-drawn carriage tour is the way to go.
And it's a safe city. I'd like to mention that for all seniors who want to golf or just take in some historical tours down there. You can walk around day or night. Crime rate very low in Charleston, and the police have a very visible presence, so you feel safe.
Right, over the past few years, I think this goes back around 3-4 years, Charleston Police Chief Ruben Greenberg, he's been written up in a number of publications, Time Magazine, Newsweek. He has put a real focus on crime prevention and helping out the tourists, so it is a much safer city than it was just 4 or 5 years ago.
I'd like to mention, too, there are a lot of guided tours of plantations in the area with their slave streets, and it gives visitors a sense of the lavish life Charlestonians lived before the Civil War in the late 1850s, early 1850s, and there's in-depth black history tours. And they show how the slaves really existed. When we were down there, we visited an interesting plantation, Magnolia Plantation, which was a working southern plantation during the Civil War and before that, and they had more than 4,000 slaves on that plantation, and a lot of the buildings where they lived, the houses, what we consider them shacks, are still there, and it shows the awful life, the lifestyle that they lived.
Is any of that land, is it working now, or is it purely...
The gentleman who owns it, his family at the time were two brothers, and one... When Civil War broke out in 1861, one brother went and fought for the North as a colonel, and another brother fought for the South as a general, and they met each other on the battlefields, and they both survived the battles, and in 1865, when the war was over, they came back home and settled on the plantation, and to this day, it's
what they've done is they've maintained the gardens. They're considered the English informal garden style. So some people say, oh, it's overgrown, but it isn't. It's really planned to look that way. The gentleman's name is John Drayton Hasty. He's the 11th or 12th generation that has been on that same property. He's in his 80s now, a retired broadcasting executive from, he worked in both South Carolina and in New York City, and a man who certainly loves his animals. You go around, he has animals on site, but he also has his... you know, 6, 7, 8 dogs that trail him around everywhere, and you know, a real animal lover. And I know that vacation time can mean that heart-rending decision of what to do with your pet. I know that probably is a consideration of Mr. Hasty's as well. So it's a pleasure to mention today that Auberge VIP offers to Montrealers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet, with a variety of suite sizes for canine guests designed to provide privacy, while cats enjoy that choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, put in what exactly you want, from special diets to daily grooming, a play and exercise time each day. But it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day, a veterinarian on call. And they invite you to call them to visit their facility, experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. So give the people of Auberge VIP a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. A call today at 381-6653. We're here on Travel World on AM 600. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Janice Kirshner and Vic Phillips, a celebrated Toronto media personality, in studio, talking about his many travels. Charleston, South Carolina, in this first half hour.
I wouldn't bring my pet to the Magnolia Plantation. When we were there, the retired general who was walking around, who runs the plantation now, was followed by 8 or 9 dogs, and he just adopts them. And they just show up on the plantation, they fall in love with him, and he takes them over. And wherever we went, they followed him around. And he has crocodiles, or are they alligators?
They're alligators. In the southeast.
All around, like it's swampland there. And the alligators are
friendly.
Friendly, basking in the sun.
They're basking in the sun. They just love their, they're welcomed as well.
But they like dogs, visitors, though. They really like to eat dogs. And,
oh.
and as we were taking a tour, I remember one of the pups, it was a pup, 6 or 8 months, fell into the swamp, and I saw something I've never seen before.
The other dogs
stood there watching as the dog was floundering in the water. It probably had never been in water before, and it suddenly realized it could swim. And then the alligator, which was just lounging in the sun in the marsh, slid off and started sliding over towards the dog. The adult dogs realized that the pup was in danger, and it was really heartwarming to see the dogs come over and they nudged the other dog out of the swamp.
Wow.
And then they scrambled up.
Right, that's at the...
So who says dogs are stupid?
No, dogs really... really are intelligent creatures. That's the Audubon Swamp Garden at the Magnolia Plantation and Gardens. And if you're a bird watcher, I know you're a love bird watching, Vic. 224 bird species have been seen at the Audubon Swamp Garden in 1 year over the entire 12-month period. And there's a number of other different aspects to the Magnolia Plantation, the Biblical Gardens, or the Herb Garden, Barbados Garden, because the Hastie family originally moved to South Carolina from Barbados. So It's really worth a half day. It's so peaceful on the Ashley River. It's around 15 miles northwest of Charleston. You really owe it to yourself to get out.
But you know, Stephen, everybody thinks about dollars these days, and Charleston's not an expensive city. Very few cities in the South are. They're unlike New York or Chicago or Boston, the Northern American cities, where hotel stays can run you $200-$300 a night Canadian. Charleston's a small city, so they're inexpensive. And restaurants are very competitive. So if you're on a budget, it's a great place to go.
It was great. I was down there, and I definitely found the prices were too good.
Too good to
be
true.
You could really enjoy yourself too much. And the people are, you know, they talk about Southern charm, and it's a very tangible thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really exists. That Southern charm is very real. I found the hospitality incredible in any of the Southern
states. You have a lot of that charm, Janice.
Oh, go on with your bad self. I just want to say, if people are interested in Southern Carolina at all, or Charleston specifically, please give us a call, 790-0600, if you have any questions to ask about, you know, other places to see. One of the things you were saying that early March is when their spring starts, springs then, and of course that's often when there's March break. Are there a lot of things for kids to do, family, that kind of thing?
If the children like to go to historical areas,
or
if
parents think their children
should
learn, know,
because there's a number of museums. There is a beach area, but it's a little too early for beach weather.
Right.
They have Folly Beach, which is around 10 minutes from town, and it's a sort of a quaint 50-60 style to it. But their season really begins April, May at the beaches. It's a quiet place, so they really don't go after that market. They don't really court the February and March spring breakers. But there are, just outside of town, the north side of town, there is a military museum. They have identified the Yorktown with the World War II aircraft carrier. It's called Patriot's Point, a naval military aircraft museum. So children would like that. Mm-hmm. They would like to visit Fort Sumter. You can go to Fort Sumter where the Civil War began. Take a boat tour from the city marina. It goes out once, twice a day, depending on the season. It's around 2.5 hour tour, so you get a good scenic view of downtown, and then go out to Fort Sumter. So it's all recreated, and you know, that would be of interest to children as well, because anything sort of military and the army and navy.
Charleston's the type of city that people from Toronto or Montreal would say when you're visiting it, and you just say, "Why wasn't I born here?" And Charlestonians don't travel that much, and when you ask them why they don't, they haven't been to Canada, they haven't been within 100 miles of their city, they say, well, why should we leave? We have it all here. And when you really look at it, they do. They have climate, which we don't have. They have good seafood at good prices, and tremendous, interesting history.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful town, also for art galleries, books. It's a very literate community. A lot of bookstores.
Hundreds of bookstores, and we walked the university campus, and we must have visited 15, 20 bookstores in the course of 3 or 4 days, and made a lot of good buys. So if you're a book hunter, I'm sure you'll find some good scouting in that area in the bookstores.
Another thing you can't miss when you go to South Carolina, or go to Charleston in particular, it's really known for Southern barbecue, ribs. We went to Sticky Fingers. They have 3 locations in the Charleston area, and meaty, tender, delicious ribs. Really the number one barbecue restaurant in the city. I mean, Carolina is known for its Southern barbecue, and Sticky Fingers is really the place to...
But read up on it before you go. Find out a little bit about it. Go to the library and get a book. And again, that book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, even though it's about Savannah, it gives you a touch of the South, a taste of the South.
What is Charleston near, for just to pinpoint it for people that might not really know South Carolina? Name something that...
It's on the southeast corner, right on the border almost of South Carolina and Georgia. It's around 90 miles north of Savannah. It's around 120 miles south of Myrtle Beach. So it's around 2-3 hour drive. You're already in Myrtle Beach, which is taking off as a country music destination itself, and golfing in that area. Montrealers love to go down to Myrtle Beach. So it's around 2-3 hours drive from Myrtle Beach. So you can make it sort of a 1 or 2 day add-on.
Now, it's got all these antebellum homes and things like that. Does it have a modern feel as well, or is it purely one that you really feel like you're transported back in time?
The downtown core, it's transported back in time. There are very strict regulations on updating homes. If you want to even paint your home, it has to be in the colors traditional to the time period, to the time frame. So it is very difficult to add anything. There are a few buildings that really shouldn't be there, because in the 50s and 60s they were not as concerned about maintaining the history.
But
the
even
charm.
If they're great architecture from the 50s, even that's okay, because it's got its own
style. But I mean, parking garages, I wouldn't consider that.
We've got to take a short break here on AM 600. You can call during the break if you've got any questions about South Carolina, anything to ask either Stephen Pickford or Vic Phillips. 790-0600, *600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber and tootling around in the rain here. We will be right back. Stay listening to AM 600.
Okay, kids, ready for PJC days?
Yes!
Where's the Jean Coutu flyer?
Here, Mom!
And it's filled with great specials.
A jumbo pack of Personnel disposable diapers is only $10.49. And 3.6 liters of Personnel bleach is only 79 cents. Just in time for spring cleaning.
And look at this, Mom!
Hurry, Max! PJC days will be over.
Wait, haven't we forgotten something?
Dad!
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
In the late 1800s, man saw the birth of the first automobiles. Unfortunately, he also saw this. People have trusted Wawanisa since 1896 because they know that even though their mode of transportation may have changed, their need for insurance hasn't. Wawanisa, 100 years of quality service.
Wawanisa, the home and auto insurance specialists. Wawanisa.
CIQC.
Hale is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. And now VIA offers this great news for university and college students as they wrap up their school year. Until May 10th, students returning home can enjoy a 75% discount off of the standard coach fare. Just one condition, make the reservation online on VIA's website, www.viarail.ca. Then visit your travel agent or nearest VIA station to pick up your ticket. It's that simple. VIA Rail, Canada's passenger train network, wishing you a great summer.
You're listening to Travel World here on AM 600, and we are taking your calls. If you've got questions about Charleston or about South Carolina, you could answer anything, couldn't you?
Oh, yes. And I mean, I've got all my information
there
here. I've been there. We've been there.
All of South Carolina, and let's go to the phones. Good afternoon, Leonce. You're online.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I've never been to Charleston, South Carolina, but I like the houses, the southern-style houses. And I was wondering, for a picture-taking excursion, what would you recommend?
That's a very good question.
The Rainbow Row down on the waterfront overlooking Fort Sumter, if it's a clear day.
Right.
The colors, the shades, the pastel colors. If you want to take a photo that will always be remembered, that really captures the essence of Charleston,
mm-hmm.
Take a picture of Rainbow Row. That is the one picture. Or any of the little windy streets. That's a great shot as well. And to capture that true essence, that southern essence, when you're out at one of the plantations, the Magnolia Plantation, or it's the Middleton Place just up the road there, the southern moss, the trees, the greenery, it captures that real feel of what you've always pictured the South to be. I mean, for somebody into photography, those are some of the true shots that really you want to take for your collection.
Great. I just wanted to let you know that I like your show very much. It's very interactive, very informative, and I hope you guys keep it up for a long, long time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
790-0600, *600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber. And out in this lovely day that is nothing like you're going to find in South Carolina.
Can I mention that I came in by VIA yesterday?
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was a sponsor. But nonetheless, what a great trip. And don't take it the wrong way, but I poured myself off the train. It was.
Did you see Clint Eastwood in the bar?
No. but I'm sure I sat the whole trip with Bette Midler.
Okay.
And she had me laughing.
That's good.
But I met a great steward in the bar car by the name of Serge David. So if you're ever on VIA, ask for Serge David. And boy, does he pour a mean drink. And the food on that VIA train is unbelievable.
On a train?
Oh, yeah. No. Choice of three things on the menu. Great stuff. Great food.
No, the train is the way to go. It's so relaxing.
I love trains. I've always thought the trains are like a big cradle. And I'm just kind of rocked. I love trains. I was very sad when the train kind of stopped. It didn't stop, but
there were some cutbacks.
Same, yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
I'm given the choice of how I get to Montreal, and I must come here about 8 to 10 times a year, and I always come by train rather than by plane. It's a 4-hour ride from Toronto, and it's just lovely on that VIA.
The show is Travel World. It's a new show, started last week. We talk about different destinations, basically friends sharing travel with friends. Today we have Vic Phillips talking about South Carolina and Stephen Pickford, of course, always. And we will go back to the phones. Good afternoon, Joe. You're online.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Well, I've been to South Carolina and I've seen Magnolia Plantation.
Ah, is it true what they're saying?
Pardon me?
Is it true what they're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a maze there. It's a hedge, and you can go through it. You know, it's terrific.
Right. A lot of people get lost. They cry out for help. And
I got lost.
You got lost. Well, at least you got home now.
That's right. Did you mention the aircraft carrier Yorktown? That's something to see.
Right. That's something to see. Up at Patriots Point, that's a great great place just north of downtown. A great place to for kids. They love. There's the Yorktown, the World War II carrier there,
right.
As well as around four or five other ships. The Medal of Honor Museum. Different artifacts, so that's a very interesting place to go, spend half a day or so.
Oh, yeah, it's well worth visiting, and if any of your callers go, please. And I've been to Sticky Fingers.
Oh, we lost Joe.
He must have gone into a tunnel. He was,
He was on his cell.
He's so lost in the maze.
He's lost in the maze. He was calling from the maze.
That's right. Actually, so that's like Sleuth. You know, did you see the film Sleuth?
Yeah,
and
great.
The hedges, is it like that? Oh,
yes,
that's
very much so.
That's
so.
Very cool. Let's go back to the phones. Good afternoon, Conrad. You're online.
Yes.
Hi there.
Conrad Tunney, Finger Lakes Association.
Yes, how do you do? That's our next destination. Next destination that Vic Phillips traveled to during the past year, and Finger Lakes region. I was seeing on the letterhead, Finger Lakes Association shares an anniversary with our station here, both founded 1919, so we do have something in common. And I know Vic Phillips really enjoyed his time there, so I'll let you talk online with Vic Phillips in studio.
Hey, nice talking to you. I had a great time there. I stayed at this great hotel, the Canandaigua Inn on the lake.
Yes, we're very fortunate to have one like that that's situated right on the lake, as a matter of fact, Vic. Lovely facility.
And I played at the golf course nearby, Bristol Harbor, is it?
Oh, yes, yeah, Robert Trent Jones course.
Right, and I played with the lady who's the teaching pro at the course, and she is the top teaching pro, apparently, for all women on the ladies, the LPGA Tour in the United States. So whenever they're in trouble, their swing leaves them for a moment. She flies off from that course and apparently gives them lessons. So her and I had a great round together, and she really helped me with my game.
Well, that's wonderful, and it certainly is a scenic course overlooking the western shore of Canandaigua Lake and Bear Hill, the legendary birthplace of the Seneca Nation.
Yeah, now, I don't know if Montrealers realize exactly where the Finger Lakes area of New York is. I mean, if you can picture, say, Buffalo, New York, which is almost directly south of Toronto, then let's head east a little bit, towards Rochester, and then it's further south of that.
It's really a five and a half hour drive from Montreal, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say a 5.5 to 6 hours from Montreal. It's about 4 hours from Toronto. And actually, we cover 14 counties, equivalent of your provinces. And in effect, in this state, we're between Rochester, New York, and Syracuse, New York. And I think that people coming from Montreal or even Quebec would probably cross either at the Thousand Islands and come down 81, or cross and come down 87 through the Adirondacks and north of Albany. And then either way, they would take Interstate 90 to exit 42, which is the very center of the Finger Lakes region. It's the northern end of our deepest lake. That's Seneca Lake. It's about 630 feet in depth, about 40 miles long.
Around 40 miles long. Now, how many lakes are there really in total in the Finger Lakes?
There are 11 lakes in all. And the two largest, the one we just mentioned, Seneca, and the one to the east of that, Cayuga, C-A-Y, are connected by a canal, which is connected to the Seneca-Cayuga Canal. And from there, we go into the Erie or Barge Canal. And frankly, and I know you know this, Vic, a lot of Canadians come down and from the Trent and whatnot and go through the Erie Canal, moving off to the Hudson River and out into the Atlantic Ocean and for their trip south and whatnot.
That's right. And, you know, I can picture people saying, well, what's there? What is there to see? Tremendous sights to see. It's a great family area, the Finger Lakes area. Went nuts shopping. If you're into cooking in Corning, New York, that's at Painted Post, New York, where they have the huge Corning plant.
Yes.
And you can go in there and you go nuts. It's the size of a huge Montreal city block, this factory, with where all the Corningware is made. Yes. And the prices would be about 70-80% less than what you'd pay in a Montreal department store.
Yeah, and Vic, I don't know if you're aware, we're so excited. I'm glad you mentioned that. We're so excited about that facility. They started just a few months ago phase one of a three-phase $55 million renovation at the Corning Glass Center. And it is our top attraction, and they're going to completely renovate the museum, the science hall, and then the center itself, where they do all the Steubenware in the world. It's going to be a magnificent attraction. It's number one now, and I can't imagine when it's completed in the year 2000 what it's going to offer.
Yeah, and getting around the Finger Lakes area is easy by car. Again, it's a great area for families or for seniors. It's easy to drive. The traffic isn't heavy, even in the height of the tourist season. And
it's
the roads are great.
It's true. It's interesting that you pointed that out. We're spread out. We're about 9,000 square miles, from Rochester to Syracuse, the 14 counties. And while our activity index reflects about 9 million visitations, it's such an open, green area that it's very uncongested and very unhurried. And as you mentioned, travel by private auto is the way to do it. About 95% of the people do. And it's nice, easy, friendly going.
I had a great meal. I had a number of great meals there, but I have to mention one place called Pierce's 1894 Restaurant.
Tell me about your experience there.
Oh, well, I don't want to tell you. I found out at the end of the meal one of the items I ate. It was so delicious, but it the thought of it kind of turned me off. But it wasn't seafood, so I'll leave it to your imagination. But it was an unusual item. But the people who own Pierce's are fantastic. It's been in the family for, I understand, almost a century now.
Yes, that's right.
And there's always, that's why it's called Pierce's 1894.
Yeah.
And that's in Mark Twain country.
That's right.
So if you're a fan of Huckleberry Finn, which is considered the number one book of literature in the United States, as Ernest Hemingway said, if you haven't read Huckleberry Finn, you haven't read a good book. But Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn country, Mark Twain lived in that area, Elmira, New York.
Yeah.
And that's where Pierce's 1894 is. So you want a taste treat. And incidentally, Pierce's 1894 is listed in the Michelin Travel Guide. Now, Toronto, my city of roughly 5 million people in the Toronto area, we don't have one restaurant listed in the Michelin Guide. You've got to be good to get in the guide. We don't have one.
It's
now,
one
I don't know about Montreal, but here's
in
this little town of maybe 40,000 people, they're in the Michelin Guide.
Yeah, Vic, by any chance, did you get down into their wine cellar at Pierce's?
Yeah, I sure did.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Oh, love their wine cellar. Yeah, 550 brands of wine, 30,000 bottles in stock. Actually, 29,998 after I left the cellar.
Clint Eastwood was his waiter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and of course, Mark Twain's study is still on the campus at Elmira College, where they brought it off the quarry where he lived with his wife. He married an Elmira girl. And so the study that he actually wrote those books in is open to the public. And Mark Twain is buried in Woodlawn Cemetery in Elmira.
Yep, and for Mark Twain buffs, the bookstores in that area, you can get tremendous buys on all Mark Twain ephemera and books.
That's right.
Sorry, I just want to, just to clear this up, the area is called Finger Lakes, and that is different towns?
Yes.
It
covers 14 counties. Between Rochester and Syracuse, over 200 communities. It's about 9,000 square miles, I would say west central New York State. And it actually extends from the southern shore of Lake Ontario, almost directly beneath Toronto, if you were to cross in a ferry or something, and goes all the way down to the Pennsylvania border.
And another thing, another area worth visiting that's part of Finger Lakes is Watkins Glen.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have the huge gorge. Watkins Glen began to form some 12,000 years ago at the end of the Ice Age. And if you're afraid of heights like I am, boy, it can be kind of scary when you're standing on the edge. It's like standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
But it is fascinating, isn't it? You can go under the waterfalls there and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. And now, I didn't see it, but isn't that famous for car racing in that area, too?
Absolutely. The famed Grand Prix Circuit is located just outside of Watkins Glen. And as a matter of fact, they have many major racing activities, sport cars and formula cars that race there. And, you know, we get an awful lot of people. You mentioned Toronto earlier. What's the population roughly, do you know, of the Ontario province?
Ontario province, I would guess maybe 7 million people.
So about better than half, two-thirds or more, 5 million right in Toronto.
In the Toronto area, yeah.
Well, we see a lot of Canadians coming from that area, Vic, for these races. They seem to be great auto race enthusiasts.
But now we're trying to get them from Montreal, which is another great Canadian
city. A great place, and for Montrealers that don't necessarily know about the Finger Lakes. Now, Conrad, just in closing, what number can people call if they want more information on the Finger Lakes region?
Yeah, our phone number, we have an 800 number, and it's 1-800-KIT, K-I-T, 4, the number 4, FUN, F-U-N. So it's Finger Lakes Association, 1-800-KIT-4-FUN. And we have customer service operators from 8 to 5 daily. And on weekends, we have it changed up to Frontier, and they handle the calls so you get a personal response.
Always a personal response.
Yeah. 24 hours a day, 7 days.
And you've got a brochure that people can ask for that can be sent out to them?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have an attractions brochure that's free that includes your regional waterways and roadmap. Or we have a Finger Lakes travel guidebook that we offer for a $3 handling charge.
Beautiful area. Thank you, Conrad, from the Finger Lakes Association.
Thank you for joining us today
on Travel World.
Steve, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if you're thinking of getting down to the Finger Lakes region and you're looking to rent a car, I mean, weekends are for Discovery, and a lot of excitement awaits down there in the Finger Lakes. There's no better way to access that excitement than with Enterprise Rent-A-Car's great weekend rates. Starting at just $90.99 with 300 free kilometers per day for a subcompact, but of course, larger cars are available for just slightly more if you've got a few more people to transport. Enterprise's great rates make it that you can't afford not to explore the highways and byways next weekend and get down to those beautiful Finger Lakes. Enterprise offers a wide selection of new late model 97 cars, 4x4s, wagons, minivans, a vehicle to meet your every need, and not just for weekend getaways. Just think of when that car from Enterprise would come in handy for transporting your out-of-town visitors this summer, or for use around town to save mileage on your own car. With 18 locations in the Montreal area, we'll pick you up at your home, office, repair shop, wherever you choose. Just call 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, that's 1-800-736-8222 today, for the office nearest you. Pick Enterprise, we'll pick you up.
You're listening to Travel World on AM 600, and we're going to take a short break. If you do have any questions about South Carolina or about the Finger Lakes area, please give us a call, 790-0600. You can call during the break. We will be right back. Stay listening.
Comrades, you will listen to the Communist Roadshow Radio Hour Saturday afternoons at 4 on CIQC.
That's Comedy Nest.
What?
Comedy Nest.
Oh, the glossest.
Broen Martineau is making a spectacular entrance this spring with its new 20-page flyer. Take a look inside. You'll be dazzled by their new spring collection offered at prices that defy the competition. For instance, you'll find a sharp 13-inch color TV at only $199. Buy now and pay only in April 98. Contest 2 with over $50,000 in prizes to be won. 72 winners will share it all during a special evening at the Montreal Hippodrome, a collaboration of TVA, Montreal Hippodrome, and Broen Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. Stephen Pickford here every week. I'm not Stephen Pickford. I mean, he is here.
I'm here, yes.
Every week.
I didn't change my voice.
That's right. Talking about travel and just different kind of great things, actually, you find in all kinds of different places. Friends sharing travel with friends. And
with Vic Phillips in studio. And I know Vic knows Miriam Bowen and Chuck Brager at Jet Center, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, where I head off before heading off on my world travels. I head off to Jet Center, Montreal's place for travel accessories, the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada, where you can find everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location, from money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, maps, even converters and adapters for computers and electrical appliances, plus everything regarding rolling luggage, duffel bags, knapsacks, travel packs, every name brand that you could ever imagine, Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Sportsac, Kipling, more and more and more. At Jet Setter, you don't pay more for quality and personal service. That's what I found. In fact, I've ended up saving money with Jet Setter, and one thing I enjoy is that the GST is included in every price you see. You don't have to start figuring it out and figuring out you owe 7 or 13.5% more at the end. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, conveniently located at 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Give them a call today, 271-5058.
And let's go back to the phones. Good afternoon, Iza. You're online with Stephen Pickford and Vic Phillips. Hello? Oh. Okay.
It seems we've lost that caller somewhere in the
we haven't.
Universe.
She's in the void, and we will find you in a moment. Don't go away. Let's give that number again. If people are interested in the Finger Lakes District, they can get some more information. It's a free call. 1-800-KIT-4, the number 4, F-U-N, KIT 4, FUN.
And if they also want to call for Charleston, South Carolina, They can call for Charleston, South Carolina information as well. There is an 800 number for the Charleston Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-868-8118.
Okay, let's try to get you. You're online.
Okay, you gave the number. I have another number for the South Carolina travel.
Okay.
1-800-346-3634, which I'm looking at now, and by coincidence, this is what I was looking at when you folks were talking about Charles.
Okay, you were researching for a trip to South Carolina.
I'm thinking of that the last few months to go down that direction. That and combine it perhaps with Savannah, Georgia, which is about 100 miles away.
Right, that's a great place to go as well. Run an hour and a half south of Charleston, and you can combine the two and get a real southern feel of that era.
Yeah, have you been also Savannah?
We went to Savannah as well the year before. And
right.
So they're both unique in their own way. It's it's times of the year you prefer Charleston. Some people prefer Charleston. Some people prefer Savannah. It's hard to. They're both very interesting, very nice cities. But
will you spend 10 days? 10 days of each place.
Yeah, you'd spend three weeks and split it up between the two.
Okay. When were you there? When were you folks there?
In February. This past year.
Okay.
in Charleston, February the year before in Savannah.
So that's after no-see-um flies and things like that.
Right. You don't want to. You really want to go in. It's an early spring, but going to South Carolina and Georgia, you get the early spring.
Yeah, I was thinking of breaking away from our winters here, and then usually I take 3 to 4 weeks off during that time. So I thought I'd combine the two then between Savannah and Charleston or somewhere.
But I wouldn't go in late January or early February, because I was in Savannah in late January, and they had eight inches of snow there.
They started to get
That's
snow.
That's rare, isn't it?
It is rare, but it can happen.
But why pay for something when you're not sure?
That's true.
So wait
right,
a few more
yeah.
weeks.
But they can also have hurricanes in other parts of the year over there, which they had last two, three years ago. They've had some very bad storms over there. Where did you folks stay at when you were in Charleston?
In Charleston, we stayed at the Mills House.
Historic, yeah.
Historic.
It's
recreated history because it was rebuilt in 1967.
Yeah, is that a nice place? Very,
very nice. They have an executive floor there for people who want a little extra
service. It was built in 1830.
Yeah, the original building
been
was
reconstructed.
Yeah, then
Are the rooms nicer on the feminine side?
No, I mean, it's rated as a AAA four diamond hotel.
Right, so that's one of the places I was looking into, the Mills Place and there's Charleston Place and also the Hawthorne Suites, which is listed in my directory.
Right, down by the market. That's just recently opened, and it's a very nice property, an all-suites property, Continental Breakfast Buffet.
So you folks highly recommend this place, and I heard a lot about Charleston.
Right, I recommend it's a good place to get away for...
Yeah. What is the Hyatt like in Savannah, Georgia?
Pardon me?
The Hyatt Hotel is right on the waterfront.
The Hyatt down on the waterfront, it caters to the convention market. A Hyatt is a Hyatt. If you're going to Savannah, I would recommend staying in one of these smaller 20, 30 room inns. The Magnolia Place.
The Hilton, renovated Hilton.
Some of the U.S. Hilton hotels have seen better days, and that's one of them.
Yeah, well, they renovated this year, right?
Right.
Last question, rather. Mm-hmm. I'm sure somebody else wants.
Right, there's
some
other callers on
the
line.
The airfare is quite pricey going down there. I looked at a number of times, and they're running about $500 for that's senior fares.
Right. No, that's why I say if you call one of our, there are some USA on business fares that are out there, which. For example, that are offered by one of our show sponsors, Zagri Travel. If you give them a call, they can probably sure work out a fare.
What's your telephone number there?
626.
626.
3132.
3132. And the name again is?
The name of the company is Zagri Travel.
Zagri.
Right. And they have some fares. With a Z. And they have some fares with U.S. Air and Northwest.
Okay. Austin, Texas. What do you know about that?
Austin, Texas. We're doing a show on Texas later this season. Keep tuning us in here on AM 600.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be heading there September.
Right. It's supposed to be nice.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks for calling us.
Right,
thanks
bye.
For your call. 790-0600 or *600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber. Getting into the Finger Lakes area, now, lakes, water, is it mostly water sports and water-related attractions, or is it really everything?
If you're into water sports, it's great. It's a great golfing area, though, because of the terrain. It's a hilly area, so the golf courses are really well designed. So for golfing, yeah. For boating, yeah. Tennis, yeah. It's a resort area.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just into shopping, the shopping there, I mean, they have all the major chains, huge shopping centers. Everything is there.
A lot of outlet stores. As we, you know, people are planning all of their vacation. I mean, the caller before, he's talking about doing a lot of planning, and I mean, it brings up the fact that people are spending so much time planning their annual vacation time, not planning their financial future sometimes. So, you know, no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. I sat down recently with Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services, put his years of expertise at my service to combat that information overload of investment options that's just been, you know, overwhelming me, to tailor a portfolio to meet my needs. And I've been looking over. April has come to an end. Final touches have been made to my 96 taxes, dropped them off in the mail, and now beginning to plan for 97. And thought, what have GICs done for me lately? And basically just taxed me on the interest dollars earned. So looked at an equity Templeton Growth Fund, taxing at a different, lower level, keeping more of your money rather than giving it to the government. More money in your pocket for the nicer things in life, like travel. And that's something that Bill Wisnowski, my good buddy at Diversifolio Financial Services, can sit down with you to discuss in greater depth. And in this regard, the Templeton Growth Fund offers you an equity product designed to provide stable, consistent growth in the long term, which Templeton Management is well known for. Over the last 40 years, the Templeton Growth Fund has produced consistently high returns on your dollars. So call Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, for a free financial planning consultation to learn more about reducing your taxes on investment income.
You're listening to Travel World on AM 600, and we've got Vic Phillips in here telling us about his favorite spots, and one of his favorite spots actually is one of my favorite spots, and that's Newfoundland.
It's my favorite spot in all of Canada.
Is that right? Yep. Isn't that wonderful? You have to know how to say it. There's big signs everywhere, right? Understand Newfoundland.
Oh,
did they
yeah.
have those up when you were...
Yeah, they do.
They want you to... Because we say Newfoundland, we say different things. No, it rhymes. Understand Newfoundland.
And I'm not going to name drop, but a friend of mine is Brian Tobin, the premier, and we actually, and it sounds like name dropping, but
yes,
about three years ago, we were
does.
Sitting, he and I were in a bar in Ottawa, and he said to me, have you ever been to The Rock? And I said, what's The Rock? And he said, that's what we call my home. He says, I want to go back there. I am homesick. And sure enough, he did quit the federal cabinet and move back to take over the province. And so I did pay a visit to
Fjords in my country. I didn't think I could find fjords in Canada.
Yeah.
It was breathtaking.
I know. We went out on a boat and saw whales,
yeah.
All the birds on these bird sanctuaries.
The puffins yeah. are...
Oh, yeah.
You've got something like 300,000 puffins out at just around 30 miles, Bulls Bay, the O'Brien's boat tour heads out there. I mean, it can get a little rough. But once you get out there, it gets into calm water.
And it's such a different province. So the people,
we
were in a restaurant, and I left a $2 tip or whatever on the table, and the waitress came running outside and said, sir, you left some money on the table.
Oh,
I said,
goodness.
It's a tip. And she says, a tip? I said, you can have it for serving us. I mean, can you imagine that happening at Montreal or New York?
The other thing, I mean, there's great attractions, and I mean, people have been afraid of Newfoundland. I think not afraid of it,
not
but
afraid
you know,
of
they
it,
don't think, they just don't
think
of
it.
One of the things I liked was in terms of, there was an attitude of the people that not only is it incredibly friendly, but it's very mixed. There isn't this, you go into a bar and there are all ages in the bar. And everybody is kind of hanging out together, and young people are learning stuff from the older people. And there isn't that, you wouldn't go to a downtown club here and see all ages. And there you really see that mingling, and it has such a community feeling, and I really loved that.
Great Irish pubs, and they have that Irish heritage, and they have that Irish accent. And I spent a lot of time in the Irish pubs in St.
Well, the
John.
Accent just without the Irish is something else.
It's
anyway.
Just the accent,
yeah.
the local accent, and the music. I think that's really what makes it. That's what's unique about Newfoundland. It's the hilly architecture. If you stay at the Hotel Newfoundland, you overlook the city, you overlook the harbor. Mm-hmm. You can look right out, see icebergs floating by in the middle of July and August.
And don't forget, that's where the Titanic sank.
Just off the coast.
That's right.
And if you actually are thinking you want to go where you didn't, I don't know. Well, actually, this is the time to do it because this is the year to do it.
This is the year to do it.
This is the 500th
anniversary of
Cabot. So there's going to be events all over Newfoundland.
Throughout the summertime.
Yeah, I'd say this is the year to try it.
You can get a full guidebook from the Newfoundland Department of Tourism at 1-800-563-NFLD, and they have all of the events that are going on this summer to celebrate the 500th.
I would recommend always tucking in some warm clothing in your suitcase.
Oh,
you
yes.
never know, even in the summer, just a jacket, just in case, and some warm slacks or whatever.
It was actually, we went in, oh, right in the midst of summer. It might have even been August. There were some pretty chilly nights.
It gets cold at night. It can get
cool. It's like the desert.
It's not the desert.
It's like
not
cold. No, it's not the desert.
It's not. But also, when you go out for some of these events, I mean, just walking, hiking, mm-hmm. cycling, going to some of the small outports that are only, if you go to Marine Drive, a great scenic drive around 15, 20 miles from the city, visit just what the outports are. They are what you have seen on TV. But to really see them up close and personal, it puts so much into your trip, just getting away from the downtown core. The downtown is nice, but downtowns can be like downtown, so you want to get out into the community and to do that. And you know, that's really what they have to do.
It's the people that make
yeah,
Newfoundland.
It is. It is.
Friendly isn't the word.
No.
Friendly is the word. I mean, this is summertime, and if your thoughts are hitting the open road, if your thoughts are turning on getting a new vehicle, I know we may not take that new vehicle to Newfoundland, but there's no better time than now to call Montreal's hottest new and used car long-term leasing specialist at Centre Auto Régal. Not tied down by any one dealer line, Centre Auto Régal can put together a made-to-measure lease on any make, any model of new or used car. And by used, I mean low-mileage cars no older than 1991 at very competitive prices. Let Pierre Puteau put his 15 years of automobile leasing experience at your full disposal to provide you with the fullest and personalized attention, commitment to making sure you're happy with the highest quality service from first consultation through the length of your lease. So call Pierre Puteau today for a no-obligation quotation on your next vehicle, 620-CARS, that's 620-2277, conveniently located on the West Island, to make your next car acquisition a regal experience.
This is Travel World on AM 600. We talked about the Finger Lakes. We talked about Charleston. We've talked about Newfoundland. If you want more information or get those numbers again, you can give Stephen Pickford a call at 630-9565, 630-9565. We have the computer show coming up right off the news, and we do just want to say thank you to our guests.
Yes, Vic Phillips, thank you for coming in. And
what a pleasure being here. Janice, it was fun sitting beside you.
Ooh. I liked it, too.
And we'll be back again next week, Saturdays noon to 1, with Travel World. Next week, we'll be looking at Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, great.
We'll have the Nye Sisters in, playing some cuts off their CD, and also Tom Atkinson of Gaylord Entertainment will be on the line. So, great show next
Thank
week.
Thank you. And I'd like to go drinking with you, Vic, and maybe see Clint Eastwood myself.
Oh, yeah, you will.
We'll be right back with the computer show off the news. Stay listening to AM 600.
This is...